Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. Today is a really exciting time for me and my co-host. If you can introduce yourself.
Hello, lovelies. I love your face. It's Eldridge, also known as Coolie E, also known as Coogan Mentality. No, I think that's it, though.
Mugen Mentality. Mugen Mentality Productions is actually the production company that I worked on and helped bring this poetry, this live audio book to life. So I want to thank you right now for that Mugen Mentality. I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it with all my heart. So, what were you saying? Oh, I just said, what did you say? You know, we are relaxed over here.
Oh, no, I was just saying the project in itself, it was truly a.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. Everyone, I'm going to start off with kind of get going over what the book is all about. It's a Journey Home, a collection of poems that I wrote and have published back in 2008. And what we have done and what Mugen Mentality has done is taken this book of poetry and turned it into poetry with spoken word with music behind it. Now, you can use this audio book for meditation. You can use it for Bible study because it has Bible references. You can use it as a quick way to just have time with you and God. I know the more I read it and the more I go over it, the closer I feel that I'm walking with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What would you like to say about that, Mugen, Cooley?
I really can't add to it.
After you put Jesus in there, that's
great.
Nothing left.
You have to go and check it out yourself.
Okay. Well, we're going to give them a little sneak peek for all you guys who are listening out there. So we're just going to get started and not make them wait any longer. What I wanted to read, which is not in the audio book, but I wanted to read my dedication of the actual physical book. If you want the physical book, they're still available through the ministry for $10. And the audio book is available on several different formats, ranging from $8.99 to $9.99, but no more than $9.99. Okay, my mother once told me, it's time to come home. I didn't understand the home she was referring to until I felt the peace that comes with accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. With the grace of a butterfly, I spread my wings, let my colors show. Now from my heart, my poetry flows. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I feel so safe. I'm home. And that's truly how I felt about all of this. Now, in 2005, I purchased a journal. Mind you, I had no idea what I was going to do with this journal. I was never one to write down any of my thoughts. To tell you the truth, poetry was the furthest thing from my mind. I remember sitting with my new journal, staring at the blank pages, and all of a sudden, I picked up my pen and I wrote, I don't know where you're leading me, Lord, but I will follow. Today, I surrender. With that declaration, I began to write when I was looking for answers, and God released in me the poems that documented the journey home. It's a collection of 12 poems that outline the seek and you shall find these promises of the Bible. From the moment I started a spiritual journey to discover the special plan God had for my life, it is not until we surrender our own plans for our lives that God executes his plans. God will bring forth all your gifts and talents, and you are free to become exactly who God planned you to be. He did it for me, a gift from God, my poetry. And I wanted to share that with you. That is very special to me because this book is my walk with Christ. This was my march to salvation and my march to becoming a minister. And so it's near and dear to my heart, as you can all tell. Deep, huh? Real deep, talk. Logan.
Oh, deep talk.
No,
you can say deep talk. I was about to say, you're talking my language now.
Yeah, deep talk, real talk. You know, and that's what happens. You know, this was in 2005, and who knew this would turn into a ministry as well as a book. I wrote the book, and God said, now write an introduction. And I wrote an introduction. Each poem has an introduction before it, which is narrated by moving mentality. And then a poem follows. And then God said, wait a minute. You got to back that up with scriptures. So each poem has Bible scriptures that reference that you can reference back to. And then he said, wait a minute, I'm not done with you yet. Make it a ministry. And I'm like, a ministry? And he said, yes, make it an online-only ministry, a church without walls, and by all of my children to rejoice and be one with me. And that is exactly what the Journey Home, a collection of poems, remix, is all about. And we got some really hot music behind you guys, thanks to Mugen Mentality. Mugen, when you were working on this, was there anything that stood out for you?
Anything that stood out? Just the quality within the poems themselves, the amount of emotion and expression in the words that were used.
That's what really
brought the best out of what I could do.
Amen.
If that makes any sense at all. You know, it made my job easier.
Okay.
I could just hear, okay, this is where she's going with it. Maybe I should just put this type of sound with these words. That's pretty much my workflow, how my workflow was.
Okay, thank you. You know, that's a big compliment, especially to a poet with sensitive now. So that's a huge compliment. But we're not gonna make them wait any longer, are we? let's start off this listening party. You know, let's get this cranked up and get it started. And for you guys who know, and we're diehard Journey Home Outreach Ministries listeners, we will have the mix by Frankie at the end of the show, as usual. But now we're going to start off with the Journey Home poems remix by Moving Mentality and Sister Poochie. And we're going to start out with Sunday Morning Signs.
Enjoy.
The Journey Home, a collection of poems by Sister Poochie, with narration by Mugen Mentality, also known as Kuli E. Sunday Morning Signs. Each day, take time to pause, look around, and thank God for all He has created. Nature is full of many wonders that serve as a constant reminder of the glory of God. These wonders are signs left from Him to comfort us during hard times and constantly remind man of His power, grace, and His promise to provide for His creation. Nature looks to man for nothing except for the space to be what God created it to be. Once you have come to realize that you are only one part of a bigger picture, the journey begins. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know why? Reference reading, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 27.
first stop of the journey, Sunday morning signs. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in the air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here?
Are you here?
Sunday morning, birds are chirping louder in my ear. I ask one more time just for a sign. God, show me. Are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me. God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you that spirit of fear. Open your mind, stop wasting time, ask and answer, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies in the cardinal near. Sunday morning signs that fill my mind, because God is always here.
All right. That was the first
absolutely
stop of the journey. Yeah, and it was. That was absolutely, it really brought you into the moment and into nature. When I wrote this poem, I was actually staying in my deck asking God to show me a sign. And everything that I've said in the poem, a butterfly and a cardinal was birching, and butterflies are fluttering all around me, and it just dawned on me, he's showing me my signs, Sunday morning signs. So that's my inspiration for that that poem there. I wanted to let everybody know that this is this audio CD that we have out is actually a fundraiser for the ministry. All proceeds will go to furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And since we're a 501c3 non-for-profit organization, all monies that are given or purchased are tax deductible. And all you have to do is contact us at the end of the year, and we will send you a report showing that your purchase of this wonderful, dutifully soundtrack that I have to keep getting moving his props on this, because you made me sound so different, and that was weird.
All props to the Most High.
Yes, absolutely. So when you're listening to Sunday, you get it done. We're done. You know, everybody, we worked on this for about 7 months to get it done. And, you know, God just told us to kind of release it, even though there were a couple of things that we wanted to do, of course. But when God tells you to let something go, you got to let it go. And right. Okay.
So, all right. I wasn't expecting it to get done as early as it did.
Yeah, I know. Before we knew it, it was already done, everybody. I'm like, wow, you write at the speed of light.
For the longest, I procrastinated on doing the narration. That's what took up the majority of the last couple of months.
I just
knocked it all out in one day.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. I started in 2005. It's 2013. You knocked it out all at once. But you did an excellent job with it. But, you know, guys, I'm not going to keep teasing you. We're going to go roll on to the next poem. This poem, I like, you know, as a poet, like to give you a little background about each poem. But this next one, which is called Tapestry, I was actually sitting on a Chicago street bench downtown, in downtown Chicago, and watching people walk by. And, you know, there's just so many people out there, all different races and creeds and colors and shapes and sizes, that I decided that our poem would be adequate for me to do on my lunch break. So this came on my lunch break. We're going to start with the prelude by Mogen M.
Tapestry. Yesterday's disciples of Jesus were very diverse, and that same diversity is needed today. God created each of us individually with unique qualities to execute His will on earth. Do you know God's assignment for your life? Reading reference, Romans chapter 12, verses 5 through 8.
Fourth stop of the journey, tapestry. A tapestry of God's creation walking here and there. I wonder which one of them knows how blessed we are to be here. Each one of us has a role. Find it now. That's the key. I myself must do my best to discover God's own plan for me.
I know that, yeah, thank you. I know that that all glory be to God with all of this. All glory be to God. I know some of the poems may appear to be short, but it's not the length of the poem, but the message I'm hoping that everyone wants to get. With the music that Morgan Mentality has put behind this poetry, it really puts you, and again, thank you, and give you your claps. Clap, 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 snap, 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 you know, on this, snap, on this, because you set the tone for this, and I really do like the tone that you said, and I hope all of you who are listening like the tone. Now, don't hold back. If you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9457. Right now, we're on, you know, the outlets we're on. We're on iTunes. Google Play,
Amazon,
and Amazon. To come will be our iHeartRadio, just to name a couple of you, iHeartRadio, and now my mind just went blank.
I believe Spotify is one of the other ones.
Yeah.
And Xbox Live, for those of you all with
yeah.
Xbox.
Yes, yes. And Sony Music Unlimited, as well as Mob Music, that goes along with the Cricket, I think, phones. So there's going to be on all these avenues that you can go and download this music and download the whole CD. Again, I encourage you to download the whole CD. But if it's just one or two forms that you like, feel free to just download those. It is set up for that as well. Wow. Tell me a little bit about your work in tapestry.
Tapestry.
Yeah, what did it do for you?
Well, when I was making it, I had noticed that I hadn't done a song with a harp or whatever. And a psalm says, praise the Lord, with a 8-string instrument, if I'm not mistaken. So, with that in mind, I felt like I had to do something with the harp in there.
Yeah. Okay.
I just let
so you
God
really,
work from there.
You know, God works so well together, you know, for the goodness of Him, which I'm so happy. I want everyone to know again, you know, we're laughing and joking and trying to have a really good time with all this, but this was a labor of love. When I started writing, I have lots of poetry that I've written, but I published this book, and when I published it, I wanted to dedicate it to God, to the great I am, for all that He's done. But as I found that I was writing, I found that I was writing a soundtrack of my salvation. And in this short, there's 12 stops, or 12 poems, and 12 preludes that go with actually giving 24 tracks all together of different lengths. And when I started to write this and look back on this, even while we were doing this project, I was like, wow, this is how He saved me. And this is how everyone can find the way to Jesus. It's just following these stops. And really looking at, that's why Sunday Morning Science was the first stop of the journey, because if you don't recognize God from there, there's nowhere to go. You know, that's the way I feel. How about you, Morgan? I'm going to call you Cooley.
Wow, it doesn't matter. You can use them interchangeably.
Yeah, Cooley. I like Cooley. Go ahead, Cooley.
Well, wow. Yeah, I didn't never look at it like that. That it's still to salvation, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
That's an awesome way to look at it.
Yeah. And you know, I call them.
That never once crossed my mind through the entire process.
Wow. Yeah. Each one is a stop instead of a step. You know, we're in 12-step programs. And the reason I made them stops is because you can always go around and catch the stop that you miss. You know, you can just stay on the bus until you miss the stop. So I wanted something to be continuing just in case you miss a part or, you know, just want to. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Which one is your favorite of all of them?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's tough one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Which one of my favorite? I think my favorite of all of them is My Cry, His Reply, Parts 1 and 2.
I do agree.
Okay. And you know, now that I put that out there, that is not one that we have ready to play for you tonight, but in all of the outlets, you can preview all of the tracks before you buy. So definitely listen to My Cry, His Reply, Part 1 and 2. That was my favorite. The hardest for me to write was God in Lakeview. Yeah, that was the hardest. I had an apartment that overlooked the lake, and I kept looking at it and looking at it, and I wanted to write something about water. And it took me about 6 months to write this poem, which is God in Lakeview, and we're gonna let everybody hear that coming up right now.
Before you do, I'd like to give a shout out to my little bro Michael Moore for doing a wonderful job on the guitar on this one.
Oh.
He's the only outside producer on this.
Oh, wow. Definitely.
Shout out to Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, thank you so much for letting
your protege.
It's your protege. Yeah. You know, we all have to have those. We have to, take people under our wing and
you got to make a copy of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here we go. We're going to, we're going to go to God at the Lakeview right now. I hope you guys are having fun because we're having a great time. Hit us
awesome
up on
time.
Facebook.
Fun time.
It's fun time. Hit us up on Facebook. Let us know how you're feeling it, or give us a call in 347-838-9457. And here we go, God in Lakeview, starting with a prelude.
God in a lake view. We all seek personal peace in life. The biggest peace thief is internal or external turmoil. The world with its flashy lights and quick fixes only offers us temporary peace. It is gone as quickly as it comes. Jesus is the Prince of Peace and promises everlasting peace. Who is your peace supplier? Reading reference, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 22.
Seventh stop of the journey, God in the Lakeview. Stillness of the water, so blue, makes my mind ponder on greatness, that's you. Heavenly Father, you keep me in a peaceful place, like the waves that cease to ripple, you hold me in one space. Now I'll focus beyond the horizon, where the sky and the water separate no more.
is there where I'll find my glory and peace forevermore. Amen.
Excellent string work on that.
Yeah, superb. I wish I could play that.
Yeah. You're learning. Okay, you know, we're all under construction. We're all a work in progress. So, you know, I'm glad you're learning now. With God as a
work in
deal.
Progress.
Yeah, they all are.
Where is Kenfolk? I haven't heard from him in ages. He's actually the one who introduced me to your show.
And yes,
he was supposed to be working on a mixtape called Work in Progress.
Oh, really?
And we had a song called Work in Progress. And we just never finished it.
You know, sometimes shout out for Kenfolk, okay? Shout out. Anybody who knows what Kenfolk is, sell them the phone home. Call the journey home. Come home, boy. It's time to come home. But seriously, you know, God in a lake view, you know, when God holds you in one place, you know, the water was very still when I wrote this. And when God holds you in one place, he really holds you there. And you find peace in his bosom as he holds you closely and holds you tightly. And that is what God in the Lake View is all about. We need, again, to look around us and see God in all that we do and all that we say. That should be part of our fiber. We're our children of God. So he's woven in us just like we're woven in him. And through the bridge, Jesus Christ, that's how we get to salvation. And again, this is all about giving him glory and giving him honor and also giving people, you know, we're so busy. And I don't know about you, Cooley, but we're so busy that I didn't want to make this too long so people will have time to quickly listen to it and kind of get centered again. And I was trying to make the poem so pungent that they can't. Now, imagine us in reading the Bible verses that are along with us. And I do encourage everyone to listen to the show again and download a preload and actually read the Bible verses that are with us because they echo exactly what God had put in me to say. And I just want to bring that out about, you know, my process and actually getting this all together. And here we go. And here we go. You got anything to add to that, my friend?
Not at all. That was so wonderful said. Again, you just hitting them with these full truths. And
okay.
There's nothing else I can add to them.
All right. Well,
if I add to them, I'll be taken away from them.
Okay, but we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to do that at all. I have to laugh when you while you're saying that because, you know, it's not me that's talking. It's the God in me. It's the God in me, everyone, that's bringing forth this. I hope, you know, that it blesses you as much as it blesses us and that you can find enjoyment. But again, making it a 22-minute or a 25-minute time for you to set aside, listen to the music, or set aside and read the Bible verses, or set aside and just listen to the narration and the poems, you know, will help you get closer to Christ. Again, we're going to move right on because time is running. This is going by really fast. Time is running down.
It's already 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, 8:30
yeah,
here.
Exactly. We got a half an hour for the show, and I did promise I am going to do a mix. So we're going to go to Speak Life. Speak Life. You remember this poem, Cooley?
I remember all of them.
You remember all of them, huh?
Yeah, I can't forget my own work.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Speaking of your work, it's why I am looking for Speak Life, because it seems like only one part of it has uploaded. So I'm going to upload it real quick. Tell us a little bit about your production company, that why I'm doing this.
Okay. Well, my production company is Mugen Music, and we're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We do any type of music. As you hear, I do atmospheric type music. I specialize in hip hop, though. Yes, I love it. But that's my main genre. I play around with. But you can do any type of music, hip hop, R&B, soul, even jazz.
Okay. Okay.
Atmospheric soundtrack. Whatever type of music you're looking for, we can produce it at a reasonable price.
All right. And that's good.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at Twitter, Mugen Music, Mugen, Music with a K.
Okay. And everyone, when you're looking up, trying to look for the when you're trying to look for the artist to buy the audio CD of this, it's just Mugen M and Sister Fuji. And if you put any one of those, spell that out for them, Mugen, because I know I can't spell it.
M-U-G-E-N-M.
Okay, Space M, and it's Sister Fuji. S-I-S-P-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, and there's a space in between that. But you can Google us, and it will definitely come up as well. But that's how you search it. And we'll be firing on our social networks exactly when we appear on another outlet, store online.
Wow.
All right, we're going to Speak Life. Now, Speak Life.
Speak Life.
I got to hear you speaking life. This, I got to preach on this just a little bit. The power of life and death, lies in our tongue, whether we're negative or we're positive. Jesus said that we can speak just like our Father did, things into existence. And so that's why we have to be so careful and guard our tongue so much to make sure that we're speaking life and not speaking death. Cooley actually says it beautifully, and we're going to hear, this is Speak Life.
Speak Life. The power of life and death lies in your tongue, in the form of the words you speak. I am not saying that you can give and take life. That only God has absolute power to command. This life and death, however, refers to the condition of your life. Do you have joy or sorrow? Are you a negative or a positive person? The answers to these questions can easily be answered by listening to a person's words. Do they use words like, I don't know, I can't, it won't, we'll see? Or do they use words like, I can, I will, I have faith? God only moves to the level of your expectation. Which prayer do you think God would answer the fastest? I don't know what God is going to do. I just have to wait and see. Or, I prayed about it and it's already done. God always keeps his promises. No proof of his grace is required. Jesus said that what we speak reflects what is in our heart. Do you have doubt in your heart? Or blessed assurance? Reading reference, James chapter 3, verses 1 through 18.
Tenth stop of the journey, Speak Life. Changing and rearranging life requires you to change. Just hold on tight, don't attempt to fight, just
speak life in Jesus' name. Shifting and sorting, life's not meant to remain the same. Just hold on tight. Don't attempt to fight. Just speak life in Jesus' name.
That's all I had to say.
Beg your pardon?
That's all I had to say on that one.
Oh, yeah. Short and sweet.
Life. Short and sweet. I'm a short and sweet kind of person. Again, trying to make sure that people have enough time to absorb what is being said. Sometimes you get those thick books, daily meditation or things that we're reading. And, with the hustle and bustle of life, you really don't get a chance to just lay and listen to some soothing music and meditate on what's being said. So hopefully that we reach that goal for everyone out there. And we really would appreciate you supporting the ministry. Again, all monies go spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing is being profited at all off of this. And there's another song that another poem. It's not a song. I don't remember. Another poem that
we can't. We haven't gotten to the songs yet.
That's by the way, that's the next project, everybody. We're working on our next project, which is going to be me actually writing poems to his music. So, that's going to be something else. So we're going to see how long it takes Sister Pucci to actually do that. it's going to be challenging. I know that. I know that for sure. We're not going to play the whole album. Like I said, we're only going to play a few things. If you donate $1 to the ministry, you can go to www.sisterpucci.com. And if you donate $1, I will send you 2 poems from now until next Wednesday. How does that sound?
Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. Get it while it's hot. And when I say 2 poems, I'm going to send you the prelude as well as the actual poem. If you do not want to buy the entire album right now, I encourage you to buy the album because what it does is it goes in chronological order. And so you'll get the full flavor of what was said. Today, we just wanted to introduce this project to you. But between now and next Tuesday, it will be the 16th. So if you go on to www.sisterpucci.com.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think you
switched it up on
them. Yeah, I did. That's what we're going to do because today is Tuesday, right?
Oh, okay.
So we're going to give it a week. So we're going to say to the 16th. If you donate $1 to the ministry between now and the 16th of July, we're going to send you a prelude and a poem. Another prelude and a poem. So you're going to get 4 pieces because there's 24 tracks to the CD. You're going to get 4 for just $1. Okay? That just popped into my spirit. So God wanted me to do that. All right? It has been
can't
fun.
Beat it.
Can't beat it. You can't beat it at all. But we will be coming back and we will be releasing more of these, and we'll be talking more. We're going to have a music-thon as a fundraiser for the ministry as well. So I'm just asking you to look into your heart, and if God loves it, God loves a cheerful giver. So if this is not your style, that's fine. But if it's something that you feel like you can benefit for, by all means, please do reach out and purchase the album, but this is not a hard sale. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to hunt you down if you don't buy it or anything like that.
Who's not going to hunt you? No, I'm kidding.
I know you are. I know you are. Okay, we got to keep rolling with the show. But as we promised, everybody, please support the ministry. Go out and get it. Listen, watch Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those social medias, and you will definitely find us. And here we go. This is the dance break for the listening show with DJ Frankie Five.
Clap your hands, y'all. All my people, can you clap your hands? Let me hear you say, clap your hands, y'all. All my people, can you clap your hands? Let me hear you say, clap your hands, y'all. All my people, can you clap your hands? Let me hear you say, clap your hands, y'all. song that says this, I got it all. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Come on, I got it all. He heals me when I'm broken. Your strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome.
Protector!
celebrate the awesome. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.